Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we just thank you for this day, but truly this is the day that you have made. And, Father, we are going to rejoice in it, and we are going to be glad in it, because, Father, we know that you are our good shepherd, and you are the one that shall lead us, and you shall be the one that shall guide us, and you are the one that shall cause us to lie down in green pasture. Father, you are the one that will cause us not to want for anything, because all our needs have already been met by you in the name of Jesus. Father, we want to declare, even as this day, this morning, has already broke forth, Father, we declare in your master name that no weapon that is formed against us, it will not prosper in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree that we are the head and not the tail. Father, we decree in the name of Jesus that whatsoever we touch, it shall be blessed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for situations and challenges are being turned around. And Father, they're being turned around for our good, Father. Father, we bless you and we thank you and we honor you and we declare favor shall be upon your people's lives today. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, that we are the blessed of the Lord. We want to thank you, Father, and declare that we, that our footsteps have already been ordered by you. Therefore, Father, whichever way you choose us to walk in, Father, it has already been blessed and ordained by you. Father, we declare in your power, we declare power, we declare strength in the name of Jesus. We declare supernatural favor and wisdom to be poured out towards your people. We declare in the name of Jesus that we are the healed of the Lord. We are the prosperous of the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we make good and right decisions. In the name of Jesus, we declare that all things are working together for our good, and all things are coming together for our good. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that we are living a victorious life, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, even when we feel as though we're down, we're up, because, Father, you have caused us to triumph victorious over every situation and over every problem that we might ever face. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that greatness shall be upon your people. We declare victory in the name of Jesus in the lives of your people. Father, we declare that everything will be done according to your will and purpose on this call tonight, and even as we move and navigate through this Monday that you have allowed us to see. Father, we want to thank you and we want to bless your holy name for this shift that is taking place. We want to thank you and declare that even as we stand in agreement in the name of Jesus, that this space and this place shall be called a place and a space of unity, a place and a space of great strength and power and miracle. Yes, shall flow even in our lives, in our home, even in our businesses. Father, it shall flow, and men and women shall see your glory. Men and women shall acknowledge that you are God, and beside you there is no other. Father, this name, we open up the lines so we can begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Prophet William Richard.
Yeah, even so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks and we give you praise. And we honor you for this, the day, Lord, that you have made. And Father, we will rejoice in the God of our salvation. We will rejoice in the God of my God in victory and in celebration, Father, of your goodness and mercy, Father, that will continue to follow us all the days of our life. We thank you for your angels, Father, and a mighty assignment, Father. Your warlock angels, Father, Lord, as we decree and declare, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, Lord, let God arise and let all our enemies be scattered, Father. Father, we come in the east, the west, the north, and the south. God, we thank you for scattering them seven ways before the lives of your people, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the covering of your blood, Father. Let every void be covered with your blood. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your anointing we release. And we thank you for the power of agreement, Father, in our walk with you, in our conversation with you, my God. It will be in the spirit of oneness. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for your ministering angels, even now, ministering to, Lord, our leaders, my God, Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, and Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father. We need strength to continue to soar upon eagles' wings. We see them soaring, Father, in heights and depths that you are taking them in the name of Jesus. We thank you for covering, Lord. Even Lord, Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan, Prophetess and Mother Mary Barron, Father, renewing their youth and continuing in old age. And we see them youthful. We see them, Father, Lord, rejoicing in you and the God of our salvation in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the covering of the blood of every member of the Jordan and Barron's family, Father, Zoe Ministry family, and the globalization of the prophetic, Father. We see, Lord, heights and depths, Lord, that you are taking us in, Father, as we call for those things which be not as though they were, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for hearing and answering prayer. We thank you for renewed strength, Father, in the Kelly's family, my God. Lord, in every family, Lord, that is on the line, Lord, that is looking out to you, my God. We thank you for the hope that you are bringing, my God, in the name of Jesus. Know that Christ in us is the hope of glory. And we thank you for the blood that will cover each and every home and every loved one represented both far and near. And we thank you for traveling mercies even now, my God, as you continue to be our eternal refuge and on each everlasting arms. Even, Lord, in every train station, every, Lord, terminal, Father, your angels an assignment of protection. And we thank you for your angels continuing to camp round about us, Lord, and bringing ultimate deliverance in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your provision. Lord God, as we look into our lives, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the increase that you brought us into. We thank you for the wisdom and the knowledge and the revelation and the increase of faith, Lord God. We thank you for the provision, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that the anointing continues to flow on our head, Lord God, and the body would help to keep the head afloat, Lord God. And so we thank you for the wisdom that you're bringing us into, Lord God, and the knowledge. And we pray, Lord God, that as we move forth in you, Lord God, that you will make yourself known even more and more, Lord God, that you will correct what is not right, Lord God, and that you will bring wisdom, Lord God, in places where we need understanding and clarity, Lord God. We thank you now for the straight direction. We thank you now for our destinies. We thank you now that our steps are ordered, Lord. And I pray that even now in this season, Lord God, as you're bringing us and birthing new things that we may not know, Lord, I thank you for helping us to take that step of faith, Lord God. I thank you for allowing us to know you for ourselves, allowing the grace and the mercy, Lord God, to flow through us. Holy Spirit, continue to abide in our families, continue to abide in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls, in our spirits, Lord God, that we continue to glorify your name. We thank you even now for this season, Lord God, as we are 6 months into the year, Lord. I pray that the next 6 months, Lord God, be an increase for each and every one of us, Lord God, that we would have the breakthroughs and the blessings and the miracles take forth in our lives to now. We pray in advance, and we thank you in advance, for it is done. As we decree and declare over our lives, we thank you for the oil that continues to manifest great things for us. We pray for our leaders, our shepherds, Lord God, and the body and the community. Your mighty precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to be together once again, Father, on this midnight cry prayer. Father, thank you just for continuing to make it stronger and every single day, Father. We thank you that we can, it is a place where we can share together our love for what you have created for us, Lord, our love and appreciation and humility of what you gave to us, Father, in your Son, Jesus Christ, Father. We thank you for, Lord, the Zoe family, Lord. We ask you to bless Archbishop Master Prophet Ebenar Jordan on his 58th birthday, Father. We thank you for the opportunity to celebrate his life, Lord. And we just thank you for the longevity of his life and all of the leadership around us, First Lady, Only Lady Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord. We thank you for her life as well, Father, and Lord, we just thank you for the longevity. Lord, strengthen all of our leaders, strengthen all of our the visionaries, Father, Lord. And we thank you. We speak to the youth right now, Lord, and we also ask you to strengthen our understanding of their role in our lives, Lord, and that we just be more appreciative, Lord, and be able to just understand the blessing that you have given us in family, Father, Lord, in community, Father, Lord. We just thank you for these opportunities to celebrate. Lord, we thank you for health in this season, Lord. We thank you for brothers, Lord. Let brothers come together stronger, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity for men to come together this weekend in the men's conference, Lord. We thank you for the power and the learning and the relationship and the growth of the men of Zoe and the men of our community, both near and far, Lord. Let no turmoil, let no grief, let no animosity create division in us. I break any area of division in our communities from now and forevermore. Lord, I speak peace, speak unity, speak oneness, speak wholeness, speak rejuvenation, speak collaboration. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Father God, hallelujah. We give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. I want to thank you, O God, for your loving kindness and your grace and your mercy, O God. I want to thank you, O God, for leading us and guiding us along the way and ordering our step, O God. I want to thank you, God, for being our refuge in the time of trouble, O God. I want to thank you, God, for business ideas, business favors that's all around us, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for shielding, protecting our family and loved ones, oh God. I want to thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of our feet, oh God. And I want to thank you, God, for looking on the sick and shedding and healing them, oh God, as your will, oh God. And God, I want to thank you, God, that you are bigger than this universe, God, that you are bigger than anything that life can bring, oh God, and that you carry us through, oh God, and that you are a finisher which you start, oh God. And God, I want to thank you, oh God, for everything we touch turn to gold, oh God. And I also want to thank you for letting us the prophecy another year and many more to come, oh God. And God, we want to give you all honor and praise, and God, I want to thank you that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn, oh God, because when you arise, oh God, the enemy scatters. Thank you, God, in your precious mighty name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, because on Christ the solid rock I stand, and all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. And I thank you, God, for your firm foundation on which we stand. I thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy to us. I thank you, God, for this prayer line, for this covering, God, for your hedge of protection around all of us. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And I thank you, God, for granting us peace and wisdom and love and unity and keeping us bound as one. Thank you, God, for the company of prophets and for the master prophet and prophetess Deborah and for their vision. Globalize the prophetic and to call people to pray at midnight. I thank you, God, for each and every prophet on the line and each and every person who is listening, God. And we thank you, God, for the admonition to learn how to pray correctly, because that is my prayer, God. I desire to learn to pray correctly, God. I thank you for what you're doing in my life and in the lives of your people, God. And I ask you to save those who are not saved, God. Bring them to salvation, oh God. Thank you for your mercy and your goodness. And I ask you to look upon the prophets who are not on the line tonight, but who may be listening, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Keep them strong and give them favor, God, and prosper them. And thank you for your goodness and your mercy, even to my own family, God. And thank you for your healing, God. I thank you because you said, by your stripes I am healed, and I thank you for that, God. I thank you for the walk that you've given me and the favor that you've given me and the mercy that you've given me and the blessings. And I love you, Lord, and I praise your name, and I'm just glad to be a part. Glad to be on the land of the living, God, and look upon those who are in bereavement, Lord. Touch them in a mighty way and let them know that you are there comforting them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Prophetess Rhonda Campbell.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. God, we thank you so much. We thank you, Lord, for your word says that when two or three are gathered together, you will be in the midst. And we thank you, Lord, for each time that we can together, God, you strengthen us in faith. You strengthen us in our spirit. And we give you the glory, God, and we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, God. God, we thank you for putting a hedge of protection around our family members and friends. We thank you for protecting those on this line on tonight. God, we thank you for loosing opportunities. We thank you, God, for loosing divine favor. We thank you, Lord, for loosing creativity. God, we ask that you go before us and protect our children, oh God, and bless them, Lord, that they would do exceedingly abundantly well in school, God. And we just thank you for who you are in us, God. We give you the glory and we give you the praise. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Prophet Joshua Jordan.
Amen and amen. And Father God, we thank you for this conference, Mom. We thank you, Father God, for we know that this is the day that you have made, so we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for lifting up our leaders, Father God, and Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God, as they continue to globalize the prophetic, Father God, and do your will and do your work. Father God, we thank you for Mother Mary Jordan, Father God, and Pastor Mary Berry, and Father God, we ask that you continue to strengthen them, Father God, and give them back the years of their youth, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for increase, Father God, over your people, Father God. We speak increase over families. We speak increase, Father God, over your company of prophets. We speak increase, Father God, of over every listener, Father God, every heart, Father God, that is on this line, and even the hearts that are connected to the hearts that are on this line. Father God, create in the side of us a clean heart, Father God. Grant us new joy, Father God, for it is your word that says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Father God, bring joy and peace, Father God, to the Kelly family and to the Reed household, Father God, during time of bereavement, Father God. We just lift them up now, Father God, and we ask you to strengthen them, Father God. Strengthen the whole family, Father God. Father God, strengthen the immediate and extended families, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for bringing families together, Father God. Father God, we thank you for, we know that it's better to be reconciled than it is to be right, Father God. We thank you for reconciliation, Father God, on this conference time, Father God. We thank you for settlement, Father God. We thank you for favor even concerning legal matters, Father God. And right now, Father God, we break any chain, Father God, that may be holding your people, Father God. Father God, we speak it loose and we decree and declare, Father God, favor over your people, Father God. And we decree and declare, Father God, that we are, Father God, in a season of divine provision, Father God, a season, Father God, of your divine hedge of protection, Father God. We thank you, Father God, and we plead the blood of Jesus, Father God, over our comings and over our goings, Father God. In the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, and eternal Father, we give you thanks, oh, God, this morning. And we thank you, oh, God, that great is thy faithfulness. Oh, God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, and thy compassion they fail it not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. God, we thank you, God, that you are our strength and our tower. Lord, we thank you, oh, God, that you are the great I am. And, Father, as we come tonight, Lord God, we present ourselves before you. And we say thank you, Lord, for giving us life, for giving us strength, giving us the, oh God, even, oh God, Lord, the Spirit, oh God, that we can come to you in prayer and in supplication, knowing, dear God, that you are the answer to all our needs and all our cares, oh God. We say thank you, Father. Lord God, tonight, oh God, as we come, Lord, I present to you, oh God, Father God, all those who are on the lines there, Father. Lord Jesus, oh God, listening, oh God, to our prayers. Oh God, as our prayers come up to you, Lord God, like a sweet smelling savor to your nostril. Lord, I pray, God, that all their prayers will be answered, or their needs will be met.
We thank you, O God, that you are the provider. Lord, we thank you, O God, that you are the solution to all, everything that we face today. And we give you praise. Father God, even now, Lord, O God, I pray for the sick and the afflicted. Father, we thank you, O God, that by your stripes we are all healed, O God. And Lord, we thank you, O God, that Father, that you are the great physician. And Father, there's nothing that you cannot do. Father, we thank you, O God, that you're healing us spiritually, physically, and emotionally, Lord. Father God, we thank you, O God, that you are, O God, the one, O Lord God, who provide for us. Father God, that you provide for our needs, dear God, and we thank you. God, we know, Lord God, that Father God, you will provide, Lord God, according to your riches in glory, and we thank you tonight. Father God, I pray, dear God, for our leaders. We pray, O God, for Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah Jordan. And Lord God, we pray, God, for Zoe Ministry. We pray, O God, for, God, all those who are involved, dear God, in this ministry, God, working, dear God, Lord Jesus, O God, for you, Lord God, and spreading your word, O God, so that souls, O God, will be saved, dear Father. We thank you for them. Continue to strengthen, O God. Continue, Lord God, to give them the vision, dear Lord. And we give you praise, Lord. We pray for those who are grieving even at this time. Give them strength, give them joy, and give them laughter, Lord. We pray for the Kelly's family especially, and we place them into your hands. Lord, we just thank you for everything. Father, hear our cry tonight, Lord. And we say thank you, Father, for answering all our needs. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Father God, we thank you and we lift you up right now, Lord. Lift you up because we know that you are almighty and we know that you are all. We know that you are capable of doing all things in our lives, Lord. And we just thank you for bringing us through a week, Lord. A week of success, a week of open doors, Father. And I ask you, Lord, to continue to grant us the strength and the focus to persevere, Lord, as we move into this new week, Lord. I ask you, God, to continue to open up those doors of divine connections for us, Lord. Father, begin to order our feet, begin to give us the words to say. Bless everything that our hands lay on. Bless everything that our work is involved in, Lord. Bless those that are even around us, Lord. Father God, we thank you for keeping our families. We thank you for keeping our loved ones, Lord. Father God, we thank you for making them even a blessing in the classrooms as they begin to walk in their last weeks of this school year, Lord. Father God, we thank you for the favor that's coming even this coming year with education for them, Father. Father God, thank you for their minds. Thank you for their right minds, Lord. Father God, we just thank you for everything that you have set on our tables, Lord, because our cup runneth over. Father God, we thank you for even opening up the windows of heaven and honoring your covenant, Lord, as we begin to keep covenant, Father. Father God, thank you for blessing our seed. Thank you for blessing even our offering on this day, Lord. Father God, we ask that you continue to keep us and you continue to strengthen our leaders, Lord, that they will march and walk a mighty walk, Lord. Father, we even lift the man of God, Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, up today, Lord, even on his birthday yesterday, Father. Let this be an amazing year for him, because as this is an amazing year for him, this will be an amazing year for us, because everything flows from the head down, Lord. And Father, we just thank you and thank you for all the things that you're doing in our life and what you're setting us up for. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Prophet Darlene.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you, Lord, that we're blessed because we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do we stand in the way of sinners, nor do we sit in the seat of the scornful, but our delight is in your law, God. Our delight is being in your presence, Father. Our delight is meditating on your word day and night, God, and we're like a tree planted by the rivers of water. We bring forth our fruit now in this season. Also, our leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we do shall prosper. Therefore, we fret not ourselves because of evildoers, neither are we envious against workers of iniquity, for soon they shall be cut off like the grass and wither like as the green herb. We trust you, Lord God. Therefore, we will do good, that we will dwell in the land and verily be fed. We delight ourselves in you, Father God, and you give us the desires of our heart. We commit our way unto you, Father, and we trust you to bring it to pass. We thank you, Lord, that you'll bring forth our righteousness as a light and the judgment as the noonday, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that we will not allow the enemy to distract us, Lord God, that we submit our way unto you, Lord God, and that you give us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, Lord God, that you remove all blockage and hindrance, Lord God, and anything that will hinder the flow of your power in our lives, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for your blood that covers. We thank you for your blood that sanctifies. We thank you for your blood that purifies. We thank you, Lord, for right standing in you, Father God, and we lift up our Archbishop and we say happy birthday, and we thank you, God, for giving him another year. We thank you, Lord God, for giving him 58 more years. We thank you, Lord God, for renewing his strength as the eagles, renewing his youth, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just giving him a fresh anointing and a fresh elevation. And we thank you for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, who stands alongside, who holds him up, who prays for him. And we pray for her, and we strengthen her, and we cover her with your blood, Lord God. Strength from your sanctuary, God. Fresh oil, Lord God, let it be upon her even now in the name of Jesus, and all that concerns her, her family, her children, her grandchildren. Bless her finances as never before. God, every home that's represented on this call, those that say pray for me, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are nigh them who are of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. You are nigh them who are mourning. We thank you, Lord God, for standing and holding up the Kelly family and the Reed family. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing and strengthening and covering them, Lord God, during this time. Strengthen them, Lord God, as never before. And we decree and declare that there shall be no lack in their homes. No lack, Lord God, in Jesus' name. We call every need met and every bill paid, Lord God. Miraculous provision. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even for my mother, Lord God, we decree and declare cancer-free. We decree and declare kidney stone-free. We decree and declare, Lord God, victory and healing. And for even Prophetess Mary Jordan and Prophetess Mary Berrien, all of our mothers, Lord God of Zion, we strengthen them and we bless them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for allowing us to gather, God. Father, let us be who we are in your name, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we know all things work out for the good, God. And Father God, we ask that this be a great and successful week in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Father God, I thank you right now for this time and this opportunity to come before your throne of grace with praise and thanksgiving, because even as David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. And Father God, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do in advance for us, God. In the name of Jesus, and Father God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough in the lives of your people, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that even in this season, that you are beginning to order our steps like never before, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you right now for the divine increase that you have spoken to your prophetess, that you're causing divine release and increase in our finances, God. We decree it and declare it right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, as we petition you tonight, this morning, God, that we know that the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous and his ears are open to our cry. And, Father, we know that you hear our very cry. We hear our very request. And we know that, God, you're getting ready to do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask and think according to the power that worketh in us, in the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood of Jesus over every family that is on the sound of my voice, over their neighborhoods, their homes, their cars. And I thank you, Father God, even over the school and the colleges, God, and our youth, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that you will send laborers in the vineyard, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You will send forth the revival of God in the name of Jesus in this hour, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now that you're getting ready to cause a divine lift. Lord Jesus, I ask you to be my peacemaker, tear down every wall of partition, Lord Jesus, and be it my peacemaker. Holy Spirit, I ask you to prevail in every area of our life right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the Master Prophet and Pastor Prophet of Deborah Jordan and Zoe Ministry Church family. I thank you, Father God, for their children and their grandkids. I thank you, Father God, even for Mother Mary, Prophetess Mary Jordan right now. And we plead the blood of Jesus over the family right now and over this entire ministry, God, as a whole. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over Prophetess Pastor Mary Barron and her beloved family right now. I plead your blood over right now in the name of Jesus. And I say no weapon that is formed against your people shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. And I decree and declare increase and release and divine victory and breakthrough for your people, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
And Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we move through this week, or cause this week to be like no other week, cause it to be a week of increase, a week of abundance, a week of breakthroughs, a week of supernatural doors that shall be opened unto your people. And Father, I pray for every individual, every household that's on this call, Father. Father, you know what they need. You know what they're standing and asking of you. And Father, I thank you, Lord, because, Lord, you send me word that as we ask, that you will give, Lord. You said, seek and we shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Ask, and Father, as you have commanded us to ask, Father, we ask that your will be done. Not our will, Father, but let thy will be done in the name of Jesus, Father. And Father, we give your name the praise as we move into this week, God. We thank you for the word that you have already declared, that this week shall be a week of great increase. But not only shall it be a week of great increase, but it shall be a week of great influence and favor. And Father, we give your name the praise, the honor, and the thanks now and forever. Amen, amen, amen. The prophet's name is going to decrease so that you can increase. Give forth the announcement. We want to thank everyone for celebrating the Master Prophet birthday on Sunday. He enjoyed it. It was a very pleasant surprise with the t-shirts and everything. And those that have sown the $1,058, we want to thank you. Right now, we are moving into the overflow right now because we want God for this year, this 58 year, which will be a 4-year foundation in order for the Master Prophet. We have declared and decreed the House of Zoe that we want to do double. He already did 58, so we're going to go ahead and match that 58. And I believe as of today, Prophet Bethany has said we have 11 people. We have 58 plus 11 people that have already started the new flow. So if you feel led to flow with us, to be a part, do so because it's a blessing. God is going to show up in the seed. He always does. Amen. So Prophet Naomi, you can take over. Thank you, family. We'll see you again in the morning. Peace and blessing. Have a terrific, great day in the Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen. Just want to remind everyone that you can go to PastorDeborahJordan.com, PastorDeborahJordan.com, and submit your prophetic prayer request. Please get your prayer request in. Tell other people. Go and put their prayer request in and join us on this live conference call. We'll be back here at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that's 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be here with the Master Prophet Archbishop for our daily teaching. Is there any other announcements from any other company of prophets? Please do so and announce, make the announcement.
Yes, this is Prophetess Jessica. I just wanted to announce that tomorrow, Man Cave Monday, with Prophet Prentiss Vanderbilt, Prophet Joshua Jordan, and Prophet Jay Hamilton, that's tomorrow at noon. Well, later today at noon on this very line. You do not want to miss that.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And people of God, please know Prophecology is coming up shortly. Make sure your book of the month, everyone's book of the month, should practically be taken care of. But guess what? It's for those that were thinking about it on the fence, it's not too late. It's $2,500. You can always call 888-831-0434 or go to the website to get more information. I want to say good night and God bless and enjoy this wonderful, wonderful blessed day. Amen.
God bless.